Blog Talk Radio.
Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and it's one of the shows I like really get into because I feel like healing and energy work one in one, plus it also helps out our lives. And I'm going to bring on my guests now. They have a show here on Block Talk Radio called Divine Healing. And it's Divine Healing Pike, right? Amen.
I'm sorry, I got cut. You got cut out. Hello, everybody. This is Eamon from Divine Healing Pack. And it's very good to be with you on Donnie today.
And your brother's here too, Eamon?
Amin?
Hello, dear listeners for Psychic Ex-Journeyman program. I hope you're having fun flowing in Divine River of Love, Joy, Peace, and Compassion. And we do our best to serve you to our best ability during this show for the next 3 hours and hope that you will enjoy and benefit from your unique connection to divine as you are nourishing yourself with divine love, joy, peace, and compassion.
Okay. Well, when we get started going here, why don't you tell everybody that I want to make sure I got the name of the show right. It's Divine Healing...
Let me help you out, Danny. Our nonprofit organization is called healingpack.org. That is healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, pack, P as in Paul, A as in Andy, Q as in queen.org, and that's our website address. The name of the show on Blog Talk Radio is Divine Healing Pack. So there is a Divine at the beginning and then Healing Pack, the name of the organization.
Okay. Well, and if they want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
The best way to contact us is to either go to the website at www.healingpack.org and use the email contact off of there, which is help@healingpack.org. And you can contact us by email, by telephones, and we are also on very active on Facebook. Our Facebook address is facebook.com/healingpack, again, C-H-E-A-L-I-N-G, P as in Paul, A as in Andy, Q as in Queen. And now I think I've said that 6 times so far already.
So with the situation... We're also going to do a healing session here on after we get to know you guys for a while, and then you guys said that you would answer some questions to our callers.
Yes, what we like to offer, what we usually do in our own radio show is that we do a bit of an introduction and conversation and talk on a specific topic. Today the topic happens to be generic healing. Then we're going to take you through a 20-minute or so of meditation. The meditation will be guided meditation. There will be parts that we will walk you how to do meditating in order to bring in divine healing energy and enjoy it and have fun with it. And then there will be some quiet part, and that's the part that you can slow down and sense the energy and just make the connection through your heart. And then after that, you're open to answering questions for your listeners and see where the divine intelligence takes us.
Okay. So what's the situation with you guys of the energy itself? Is this something that you've been pursuing your whole lives, something with family, or is this something you guys took on your own?
Well, as you can tell, our life started in a different country, namely in Iran. We both migrated to the United States back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Amin has been in the area of healing since practically the 80s, and I have joined the organization and established the nonprofit organization back in mid-2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So Amin's background is about 20, 25 years plus that I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer questions, any questions that you like. And Amin is my older brother. So as he was doing this stuff, you know, being the younger one, I had no choice but to kick and scream, but just go through this journey with him and enjoy it and learn about it. And I have become fully committed and involved since 2006, when we established the Healing Pike as a nonprofit organization. Basically, what the organization is about is this: for to help people to teach the science and art of self-healing or distance healing. What's underneath that is that every single one of us have a unique connection to divine, to light, to goodness,
mm-hmm.
to our phenomenal abilities and to being the best that we can be. What the organization Healing Pack is about is about practices to open up the heart and discovering the unique connection that we have with divine and start benefiting from capabilities that we have, not only for ourselves, but also for the purpose of healing and helping others.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we do is we practice receiving through serving. And everybody has had that experience. Every time that you've done something nice for somebody and put
mm-hmm.
a smile on their face, you remember what a joyful feeling comes to you when you see somebody who's happy about something that you did for them, a problem that you solved for them, something you helped them with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the organization is about. It's a lot more practical than theoretical side. And we have seminars, we have classes, we have radio shows, we have online trainings. The pack of Healing Pack refers to a group, as in a group of good people and healers who join hands and help everybody, including themselves, just getting better.
Right.
And God knows, and divine knows, that these days we can all use a bit of help and move in the direction of getting better and doing better.
With the situation of you and your brother working together, I mean, was there something that, I know you're talking about just following him through this whole thing, but was there something that inspired you personally?
Yes. Throughout the years, you know, life happens. And sometimes the events that happen in life are quite drastic, like death, divorce, or diseases, so on and so forth. Throughout
mm-hmm.
the years, there were times where everything that I knew and everything that I had practiced and everything that I'd learned in college, so on and so forth, it was
mm-hmm.
all great, but it didn't resolve some situations. Like back in 1993 when our father passed away, you know,
mm-hmm.
the death of a loved one is quite heavy, it's quite hard to grasp it and to deal with it. That was one of the ways, that was one of the areas that it definitely opened the doors to looking to new possibilities of what can I do to deal with this situation? What can I learn from this situation? What can I take away from this situation? Mm-hmm. And what happens is every time that something happens to us, which is unbearable and impossible and practically looks like we cannot handle it, there is a golden gem right in the middle of it. There mm-hmm. is a lesson right in the midst of it. So all we need to do is just to allow for the possibility of that lesson to come up and to happen. Now, typically what happens is that because tough events of life are accompanied by pain, mm-hmm. we shut down all our senses. We shut down all the possibilities because we're in pain, because we don't know how to deal with the situation. So what opens up the doors is to allow for the pain to come out. And once the pain comes out, that pain is transformed or changed to absolute love.
Mm-hmm.
When I say absolute love, the level of the love also goes up and down. Sometimes we are more loving, sometimes we are less loving, because we are simply human.
Right.
You probably agree that the basis of everything that happens around us and within us are waves. Everything moves in motions and waves. Like you take a stone and you throw it to a pond, you see circles starting at where the stone hit the water and expanding outside. In life, everything happens like that. Now, a characteristic of a wave is that it has peaks and it has valleys.
Mm-hmm.
When we are experiencing and traveling on a peak, we are on top of our world. We are having a good time. We are joyful. We are happy. And sometimes we hit a valley. We calm down. So those are the times that we go, wait a minute, what happened? I was doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
How come it's all changed? It's not that we have started to do bad. It's just simply the fact that we have passed and learned some lessons,
mm-hmm.
and it's time to move on to the next level, which usually has more difficult lessons. It's just like going to the school. You go to the first grade.
Uh-huh.
You study at the level of a first grader, and once you learn the material and you pass the exams, you are graduated and you move on to the second grade. So you repeat the experience. You practice some, you learn some, you win some, you make some mistakes, but you keep practicing. And then you graduate from the second level grade and to the third grade, so on and so forth, all the way to elementary school, high school, college, whatever level of practice and education that you want to go to. And that has been the journey that I've been on, and I continue to be on. By no means I don't think I know everything or I have figured everything out, but mm-hmm. I know enough to have a joyful time and a joyful life, and also set out to help other people. And the helping part is really what keeps us going, the motivation. You know, like if you go to the website, Donnie, we have mm-hmm. some testimonials on the website. And some of those times when people send us these emails, which has a testimonial on it, I'm the person who puts all of this stuff on the website. Just during the process of doing the work of taking the email and putting it on the website, it is just so much fun. It's just so much pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best prize and the best reward that I can have.
Okay. What's the situation of what you guys do? I'm pretty sure you've run across people who just don't believe in what you do? How do you deal with that and deal with them?
Oh, most definitely. Our backgrounds are in science and engineering, both. We both went to school and graduated as engineers, and we have both worked with many, many corporations in the United States, and we were among the people that did not believe in this area and its practice. What happens is, and it's very simple, we have a mind.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is a wonderful thing. It is there as an organ to help us figure how to do things, how to excel, how to move forward in life. And as we are born, and as we grow up, and we go to school, and we go to work, so on and so forth, we practice using the mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also have a heart. The heart has a different purpose. The heart is the part that senses the joy and the pleasure of life, the purpose of life. For example, when you fall in love,
mm-hmm.
feel it with your heart. You don't feel it with your mind.
Right.
So what happens through our lives is that we have, as a Western society, as industrialized civilizations, we are kind of forgetting about practicing the heart as often as we practice the mind. So whatever you don't practice with, you're not going to be very good at. And probably, many people relate to that. If I'm not practicing bowling, obviously when I go to bowl, I'm not going to be that great until I keep practicing.
Right.
So when people come and say, what is this stuff you guys are doing? I don't believe in any of this. This is not real. This doesn't resonate with me. Show me the scientific proof. Show me this. Show me that. All they're really saying is that I don't know about this stuff. And because I don't know about it, I don't think it's true.
Right.
What happens at that point, it is not our responsibility to engage in an argument or in a discussion of facts and figures, trying to convince them that this stuff happens. Because that argument, that discussion, is more of the same of the practice of the mind. Whereas spirituality, meditation, is a practice of the heart. So our answers are very simple. It's like, okay, would you like to try it? I have prepared this beautiful, wonderful dish, and I'm offering it to you. I'm inviting you to lunch or dinner. It's all up to you if you want to taste it or not.
Right.
If they're ready to receive, if they're ready to move forward in the path that they want to go, they will try. And more often than not, they will reap the benefits. Not
mm-hmm.
because we are offering the benefits. No, because everybody's unique, everybody's special, and the divine is connected with everybody. So the divine enables them to experience it. And if they're not ready to go there, it's like me trying to force Donnie to go see a movie that Donnie doesn't want to see. Do you think I'm going to be able to force you to go in the theater and sit down and watch it for 2 hours with me?
No.
There you go. So it's just like, okay, we'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. No, just, you know, one of those situations. I mean, I run into people all the time with certain things, too, because I also do palm readings, and they're always wanting to know what kind of science backs it up and what there is. So, I mean, it's amazing when people walk in, and I guess they just assume that you're not going to know anything either, since they don't know anything. So, therefore, they put you in a corner, and not realizing that you can put me in a corner anytime you want to. I can tell you exactly what's going on. My biggest thing is, I don't know how about you guys, but the biggest I don't know if it'd be a problem, but the ideal of the religious sect have a tendency to be the first to judge and jump on you. Have you had that experience as well?
No, we have not. The way we are phrasing it is that we are connecting to divine. And the divine has a different meaning for different people. It could be a religious divine. And
mm-hmm.
even within the religious context, it could be Christian, a person could be a Jewish person, the person could be a Muslim person, Hindu, many, many different religions. Or the divine could be the source of light, the universal light. There are many,
mm-hmm.
many different names that are referring to the same concept. The concept that we are using is love, joy, peace, and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if love, joy, peace, and compassion is Jesus for a person, so be it. If love, joy, peace, and compassion is Buddha for another or Muhammad for a third, so be
mm-hmm.
it. It's not a matter of what we practice, it's a matter of what the person practices.
Okay.
And now, with respect to the science that you mentioned, I have interviewed a lot of scientists, doctors,
mm-hmm.
and other science-oriented people who have also come to the conclusion that maybe there is something in the medical, metaphysical world in addition to the physical world. And the way that most people look at it is that when we set out to build something,
mm-hmm.
we want to have all the tools available to us, and we want to use it all. For example, if I'm setting out to build a house, and this new person walks in with this fantastic crane that's going to make my life so much easier, am I going to say, no, I'm not going to use your crane because I've never seen any such crane before? No, I'd be crazy to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who really reject it and argue about it, and they really then usually they want to have a very heavy-duty discussion on it,
mm-hmm.
they're really asking, they're going, Donnie, help me open up to this area. I really want to look into this, but I'm not ready to do it. Can you help get ready?
No.
Now, if you and I engage in a tone of the argument, trying to beat them, you know, have you heard the saying, the best way to win an argument is not to have one?
Yes.
Okay. So if you engage in an argument, then their point of attention switches from the real message, which is connection to divine, it switches
mm-hmm.
winning the argument because the ego kicks in. And what we want to do is we want to have that wonderful ego of ours relax and calm down so that other parts of our being can have a chance for practice.
Okay.
So that was a very long-winded answer to saying, yes, it happens, and it's okay. It's the way it's supposed to happen. That's the experience we had ourselves at the beginning. So I cannot deny it to other people.
Right. Oh, no, I understand completely. Cause I, you know,
yeah.
I understand what you're talking about, too, the concept of coming in two different ways. When I was in Colorado, I had a shop and I had a partner. And
yes.
she used to love to argue with the people behind us. We had a church behind us. And they were constantly telling us, you know, people were constantly coming in. And what I would do is I would just sit there and tell people what I believe and respect their beliefs. But my partner, she was like, books would come out of the shelves, and she said, I'm right and you're wrong. And it was all just constant, all this energy going back and forth back between the two. I'm sitting there going, jeez, man, isn't she exhausted from doing all this stuff? Because I would tell the people, this is what I believe. And you can believe it or not, all I ask is you just respect my opinion because I respect yours. And go from there because we all have different perceptions and we all proceed that way. Just to have
the best,
respect.
You are absolutely correct. And then the best way to create and practice that respect that you just mentioned, Donnie, is to give love.
Mm-hmm.
To send love.
Exactly.
When you give love, when you send love, say somebody comes and goes, oh, this stuff you're doing is all BS and I don't believe it and you guys are just a bunch of crooks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, that's your opinion. I wish you a good day. Have a good life. If I'm a crook, you don't have to deal with me.
Exactly.
Just move on. Instead of, how dare you call me a crook, I'm this and I'm that, and, you know, like, engaging in it. Because when I engage in that conversation, I am not sending them love. I'm not going around saying, oh, everything, you know, all the world is rosy and everything is this. I'm quite a realist. You know, as I was explaining earlier, my background is analytical and engineering and computers and so on and so forth. But I'm learning when to tap into the analytical and the mind part, and also when to tap into the heart and the joyful and the love part, and there is time for both of them.
That's interesting. And that was just
And it's just a matter of practice to get there. Now, as you know, when we practice things, it is quite possible and often that sometimes we fall off the wagon, and that's okay too. The love that we are talking about, start extending and showing that love with ourselves first. What happens, my friend, is that our being is like a bucket. And whatever we fill our bucket with is what's going to overflow and pour out of that bucket. So, think of it as like, remember every time you go on a plane, when they are giving the an airplane, when they're giving the emergency instructions at the beginning, they say when the oxygen mask drops, put your oxygen mask first, and then help the children and the elderly and the people sitting next to you. That is because if I'm not practicing and living what I'm talking about, I cannot extend it to others. So what I need to do is my bucket with love, with joy, peace, and with compassion, so that when Donnie comes to me or anybody else comes to me, they sense that, they hear that, they feel that. And as they do it, they like it. Then they go, ooh, I want some of that. Okay, great. Sit down. Let's practice together. Or stand up, as the case might be.
Right.
Which brings up another point in the practice of meditation and spirituality. There is no one-size-fits-all. There is no one way to travel on this path and go through this journey. As you know, being a popular host on Blog Talk Radio, there are many, many, many practitioners of different modalities and disciplines all over the place. And every single one of us, we have the opportunity and we have the free will to go find and pick what resonates with us, what we like. So that's what we practice. We go listen to different people. We go try different meditation techniques. We go practice different modalities. And then the one that has the most benefit for you, you pick that one and you keep practicing with it. And also what happens, this is interesting. It's like, remember the grade and the school example that I brought up? You may graduate from some discipline. you may practice it and you may reap all the benefits that you can and you want from that discipline. And everything in your being or your guardian angels or ascended masters may bring you messages that, hey, it's time to move on to the next level. And that's when the time is to learn something new and practice something new and expand on what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so, also very normal and expected.
So basically the same, when you were going through your progression of when you first got into this work you're doing, I guess there was a lot of awakenings for you too.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There, most definitely. Not only that, there have been a lot of awakenings, there continues to be a lot of awakening. There is no end in this learning. You can keep going. This learning is basically about opening your heart to discover and improve your connection to divine, like we talked about earlier.
Right.
There is no such a thing as my heart is completely open. You can always open it further and further and further. You can always grow. And it's true about anything. You know, think, what are your hobbies, Donnie? Tell me about one of your hobbies.
I like working out.
You like working out. Is there a limit to how much weight you can lift?
No.
It depends on how you treat your body, how you look after yourself, how you train yourself, and you can keep going. Now, at the same time, you want to make sure that the practices that you're doing, especially since you your hobby is bodybuilding, the practices that we do, you want to make sure you do not harm yourself in the course of practicing.
Right.
For example, I'm not going to go, my heart is so open that I can jump off a building and fly like a bird. Because
right.
I know I'm not a bird and I'm not going to be able to fly without assistance. You see what I'm saying, right? I just don't want your listeners to misunderstand or not get the point that I'm trying to get across. It's just the more you practice, the better you're going to get.
Yeah, and I know with doing this kind of work myself, and you know, doing the psychic work and that kind of stuff and doing all the work, there are times where I feel like I could fly, but it's just the ideal of being in a good place.
Being involved, the flying example, yes, when we set out to meditation, you are flying, but in a metaphysical layer, not in a physical.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Please, listeners, don't jump off the buildings.
Yes. So, no, so basically every day you have this anticipation of what's going to happen that day because of these awakenings that happen to you. I know I find that myself. A little excitement.
We have the anticipation of anything and everything is possible. Sometimes we are also surprised. Sometimes life happens. But what happens in the course of undesirable events that happen, it doesn't affect us. It doesn't affect the person as bad as it used to do. I'll give you an example. Unpleasant events of life, death and divorce. When a loved one dies, or when we get divorced or a relationship is broken, it's typically a very strange and heartbreaking event on the person. Now, I have personally experienced divorce, I have personally experienced death, so on and so forth. When it happened, I still got sad. My heart was still broken. But I was able to recover from it much easier and faster and with more love and with more joy and with more compassion than I used to when I was younger, when I didn't practice this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what you say is true. You have the anticipation of what's going to happen, which is great. I'm going to have a fantastic day. It's going to be productive. It's going to be joyful. But if that doesn't happen, then you have the tools and you know how to deal with the alternative as well. A lot of times what gets people is setting up of expectations. For example, I wake up, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and I'm going to go, oh, this fantastic day is going to be very productive, and I'm going to do A, B, C. And all of a sudden, the phone rings, and A and B and C all cancel. Okay, so what do I do now? Do I start practicing frustration? Do I start practicing everything that I don't want? Or do I look at the fact that, oh, my day just became free, and I can catch up with X, Y, and Z, or I can finish whatever other tasks that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, just maybe take a day off because I've been working so hard. It's a mentality. See, the meditation, the energy healing, most of it is about a state of being rather than the physical form of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I want to go from point A to point B. I get in my car, I go to the freeway, and I hit traffic. That's stop traffic.
Right.
And I know I'm going to be late. At that point, I have a choice. I can choose to practice frustration, anger, and all the other undesirable feelings that we all probably know very well, or I can choose to start my deep yahoo breathing and plant the seed of the thought that I like in my mind. And we're going to go through some of this in the meditation that we're going to do later. I'm going to explain about them. And I can turn that dead traffic time behind the steering wheel into meditation time.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time that I get to my destination, yes, I'm late, but I'm not frustrated. I'm not angry. So as I walk into my work, as I walk into my family situation, as I walk into the party, as I walk into the shopping center, I don't start biting heads off.
That makes sense.
And with the virtue of not doing damage myself or to the other, I am not spreading the disease. Therefore, I'm practicing healing. What happens is when we get stressed out, Donnie, the weakest organs of the body start acting up. Somebody gets stressed out and they get a migraine.
Right.
Another person is under pressure and their lower back gives out. A third person deals with their insomnia. The stress itself brings out different problems, different diseases, different reactions in the body. So one way is to go take the pill to get rid of the headache or get a shot for the lower back pain or get sleeping pills for the insomnia, which are all dealing with the effects. And not that it's bad. You know, we should all go and use all the tools that are available to us, as we talked about earlier. So, yes, please use the Western medicine and go based on the recommendation of your doctors and psychologists and therapists and everything. We are not saying put all those aside. No. repeat and practice those treatments, but at the same time, open up the possibility to go to the root cause of the issue, which is the stress that is triggered in our being, and try to get rid of that stress so that the effect is helped to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by a complete approach or a holistic approach that we hear about all the time.
So with the situation, you also work with auras and chakras, and I guess from what you're saying that it's a way for people to develop their own intuition or psychic abilities? By working
yes, definitely. With simple foundations, the foundations of energy healing are very simple. Number one foundation is breathing.
Mm-hmm.
There are many different breathing techniques out there, and again, none are better or worse than the other. Your listeners, your wonderful followers, please try the breathing techniques that you know about, and I'm going to introduce another one to you today. You are welcome to try that with us. And whatever fits well with you, just practice that. The key is to breathe deeply and calmly.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk around and if you talk to people and if you look around you, a lot of us, we don't breathe during the day.
Yes, I know.
So as we breathe, what that does is that calms the mind and the body down. So that's foundation number one, breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Our breathing that we will teach and we will practice is called Yahu breathing. Yahu is the name of divine and God and it comes from Sufism, which is a Persian practice which is integrated into divine healing pack. And it's very simple. It goes like this. And I invite you, Donnie, and your listeners to try this with me.
Okay.
You breathe in through your nose, and you breathe out through your mouth. Now, some disciplines, they say, breathe in through the nose 4 counts, breathe out through the mouth 8 counts, and do this and do that. Personally, I don't like to count because
uh-huh.
I don't want to practice my mind. I want to calm my mind. So I simply breathe in through my nose, and I breathe out through my mouth deeply and calmly. That's foundation number two is a default thought and a default prayer that we use as a seed. What happens is that earlier we talked about the fact that we all have a mind as a wonderful organ of our body. The job of the mind, the function of the mind, the purpose of the mind
mm-hmm.
is to think. So what happens is a lot of times the mind takes over the being. So because it wants to think and it thinks all the time, we start having all these rapid fire thoughts, which is all over the place. Did I turn off the water? Do I have enough gas? How about this? What if she doesn't say no? What if my boss doesn't like it? All these rapid thoughts
mm-hmm.
keep coming and going. And I really haven't been able to not think, to shut
mm-hmm.
off my mind. What I have been able to do is to create a default thought, a default prayer, and plant that seed in my mind. For example, one prayer that comes out of the Catholic religion, I believe, is in the name of God, the Beloved and the Merciful. I like that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if one of the listeners or some of the listeners are not religious people and they don't want to have anything to do with God or religion or any faith per se, that's perfectly okay. Think of what you do love and believe in. Do you love your children? Create yourself a prayer or a statement like, I love my children and I see them happy and healthy all the time. Let's say you don't have any children. I don't have any children. How about I love the nature and I'm joyful and restful whenever I'm in the nature.
Mm-hmm.
Just a seed, just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
That is, and sometimes, you know, a lot of people refer to this as a mantra, that we like, and it brings us happy thoughts when we think about it. So we take that thought, we take that prayer, and we start repeating that in the mind. So that's the second foundation. So far, so good?
Yes.
You remember the first foundation, Donnie?
Do I remember the first?
The breathing part?
The breathing part, breathing through your nose, out through your mouth.
Excellent, excellent. So are you practicing?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's what I was fishing for. I'm practicing it too. The third part of, those are the basic two foundations that we go with. And then what happens, we start with those, we start practicing those two foundations, and then in the when we start the meditation, we set our intention first, and we're gonna practice all this, and it's really easy. You're gonna like it, I believe. And in the, what happens is whatever we set our intention to be, that's what we are attracting.
Mm-hmm.
So we set our intention. And we start the meditation, and we just relax and calm down, and we allow for the connection through the heart to happen. And from there on, the healing energy and the divine energy starts coming in. The beauty of it is that it has divine intelligence associated with it. So if I don't know where to direct the energy for benefit and healing is perfectly okay. The energy knows where to go. As long as I don't fight it, I don't deny it, and I don't stop it. Remember, I have free will. So if I start the meditation and I get some wonderful sensation and tingling, and I tell myself, no, that's crazy, I'm not feeling this stuff, guess what? It stops. Because I just chose not to practice it.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Excellent. Would you like to try some of this now?
I just want to tell everybody out there that if you kind of joined us in the middle of this whole thing, we're going to do a meditation. But I just want to reassure everybody out there who's listening, who's, you know, familiar with calling the show, that we will be doing readings in the last 2 hours of the show, approximately around that. So do call in, and if you have some questions for our guest, or you just have some questions you'd like for me to answer as well, just call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. And if you want to contact me also for a private session with me as well, my number is 937-838-6337. The number again is 937-838-6337. Or contact me on my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So let's get back and do some relaxation. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want to get... throughout the show, if you'd like to give your information out too for the people who are joining us in the middle of the show, go right ahead, okay?
I will do that. This is Eamon from Healing Pack, and what we're getting ready to do is a 15-20 minute practice of energy healing flow and meditation. And the practices are available and listed on the website, which is healingpack.org. We are available to you by email at help@healingpack.org, or you can reach us through Facebook, facebook.com/healingpack. And our self-healing classes just started, and the classes are on Sunday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. All classes, all teachings, all practices are done by phone, by telephone, because energy has no limitation. So it can flow anywhere and everywhere. And the beauty of doing the classes by telephone is that you can attend and do the meditation and the practices in the sacred space that you are comfortable with. So you call in from your sacred space and you participate in the classes. The classes are archived for 1 week till the next session. You can listen to the archived version as many times as you like. And our membership is set up so that when you attend the class one time, you get a lifetime membership. You can come in for as many times as you like. So far, we have been doing this for 5 years, and we have a lot of return students. And also, we believe financial limitations and restrictions should not stop anybody from learning the meditation and connection and establishing connection to divine. So if you need a scholarship, you're more than welcome to contact us, and we will do what we can to help you. And we have not rejected anybody yet.
Mm-hmm.
So having said all that, I invite everybody to get comfortable in your own sacred space. You may sit, you may lay down, you may be walking, you may be, whatever you're doing, it's perfectly okay as long as you are comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we are comfortable in our sacred space, please breathe in from your nose and breathe out from your mouth 3 times. Comfortably and slowly inhale from your nose and exhale from your mouth 1 more time. And a 3rd time. Take a deep breath in from your nose and out through your mouth. If it's possible, close your eyes, relax, and repeat after me, either out loud or in your heart. I am a child of God, living on earth, serving the divine, myself, and everybody I come in contact with. I synchronize my intention with divine intention at the highest level and flow in the river of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Please inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. I flow in the river of healing energy and request energy for myself. And at this point, you can name anything that you would like some healing with, be it a physical pain, an emotional pain, a thought pain, anything and everything. There are no limits. Go ahead and make your request. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. I trust in divine and accept my destiny. And I filter every thought, every emotion, everything that happens to me and to my beloved people through this filter of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Now that we have said it, it's time to practice. Imagine we are all in a diamond formation between heaven and earth. This is a sacred area where everything is safe, everything is taken care of, and everything is good. You are here, surrounded by loving beings like angels, archangels, masters, ascended masters, your guardian angels, prophets, and everybody who has the good of humanity in heart. Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, please come to our assistance and accompany us in this wonderful time for maximum benefit, and bring us all the energy for the healing of ourselves and the people around us. As we are gathered in the diamond, we collectively walk up to the mountain of light. Mountain of light is a state where everything that we need is available and it's provided. As you are going up this mountain, slowly and calmly find your perfect spot. Picture it and go there and sit or lay down or do anything that you want. Inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. As you are present in the mountain of light, beautiful, beautiful column of light and energy is coming to you, touching you on the crown, the highest point of your head. as it reaches you, it starts washing down your head, just like when you're under a shower and water is flowing down your body. Feel the warmth. Feel energy. Feel the sensation that it brings. Energy is flowing down your forehead, and it's washing down all your worry, all your nervousness, all that you don't need. You are simply taking a break and practicing love, joy, peace, and compassion for a little while. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. The thought in your mind is your default, happy, pleasant thought. The energy flows down and it's now covering your forehead and your eyes. Your forehead is relaxed. The eyes are gently shut. It's washing down on your nose, through your cheek, and your mouth. There is a very small gap between your teeth. The teeth are not pressuring. Your jaw is comfortable. Now we bring the focus down to your throat and your neck, covering your throat chakra, and continue to move down. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. I'm sorry that I keep talking, but since you're on a radio show, I have to break the silence so that you don't think we have been disconnected. You are completely connected. You are connected to divine. The energy is moving down to your shoulders, arms, chest, and now it's surrounding your heart chakra. You can sense it, you can feel it outside and inside of your body. You're perfectly safe. You're surrounded with people who love you and are here to help you. As the energy moves down, it's onto your stomach, washing down your belly, and right onto your cranium, three fingers below your belly button, and washing down. Now it's covering your waist, your hip. Your base chakra between your legs, pretty much where you sit on, and moving down your leg. The thighs are good, the knees are comfortable, and it just keeps washing down, taking down everything that you don't need, all the way down to your ankle and your feet. And it washes straight down to the ground beneath your feet. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Your thought is your default thought and prayer. All is good. All is relaxed. You are loved. You are cared for. You are perfectly fine, exactly as you are. You are practicing better, doing better, hurting better, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Everything that has happened in the past, you do not need to carry it with you today, this hour, and this moment. Give yourself permission to put it down. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. The energy that's entering your body, the sensations that you're having, are exactly what you're supposed to be feeling. For any pain to release, it has to come to surface first. So as things come up for you, just love them and hug them. You are safe. You will not be hurt. Let it come out. Release it. Let it go. You are a loving child of divine. And you are meant to flow in perfect condition with love, with joy, with peace, and with compassion. It is your birthright. Just enjoy. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Some of us will feel the energy and see it as visions. Some of us will feel the energy with our ears and get messages. Some of us will feel the energy through sensations in the body. It is all good. It is all exactly the way that it's supposed to be for you. Just enjoy. This is your time. This is your fun. This is your joy. Like to go for a fly, go ahead, fly away. If you like to go in the ocean, go ahead, go in the ocean. There are no limitations. you can be anywhere, do anything, feel anyhow that you want, as long as you're having fun and the intention is pure. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Continue to breathe. Continue to enjoy the mountain of life. We are here to have a good time, to have a loving life, to get better, to do better. See yourself, envision yourself in that state of betterment. Feel what you want to have. You already have it. Experience. It's there. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now slowly. Slowly, slowly, get ready to come on back. Keep your eyes closed if you like. We all gather together again. And now we walk down the mountain. But we keep our connection open. And you bring your sensations with you. Because we are finishing the meditation, it doesn't mean you have to let go and not have the energy in and around you. It's your souvenir. You are allowed to take it, carry it, share it, put it in your daily activities. Coming back to your sacred space on planet Earth. We thank you for the time that you took to have this experience and to go on this journey with us. Welcome back.
So is everybody back?
I am back. Are you back, Donnie?
Back, yes.
How did it go?
I'm pretty good. Real. A lot better than I did this morning.
I'm sorry?
I said I feel a lot better than I did this morning.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
I'm pretty sure everybody out there does too, so.
I'm happy that it there was pretty excellent energy flow. There still is. It's not over.
Mm-hmm.
It's all around us and it's all within us.
It's a good thing.
And the beauty of it, Donnie, it's so simple. Everything that I said, everything mm-hmm. that I talked about, you already know. Your
right.
listeners already know. All we are doing is providing small, friendly, loving reminders. So I'm glad to have been of service in this session with you.
Thank you. I guess we could...
I'm sorry, if your listeners liked what they experience. If you like what you experience, our radio show, Divine Healing Pack, is Fridays, 5 to 6 p.m., TSD, just like your own wonderful show, is available on the internet and telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Also offer self-healing classes, as I mentioned earlier. In
mm-hmm.
order to get the details and the information, please go to healingpack.org, and there is a tab on that page that says public healing and training. You can click on that and you will find out how to enroll in the classes. And there is also a couple of other tabs. One of them is about private energy
mm-hmm.
practices. That for that training, I will be at your service. And there is another one for testimonials, so you can see how other people have felt and experienced the teachings that we provide. And we also have a wonderful lady who does in things similar. She does ancestral energy channeling and healing, which is also so those possibilities are available to everybody.
Okay.
And I'll be more than happy if you want to open up the lines and answer any questions.
Oh, no problem.
Have fun, Donnie. Did you have fun? That's all I need to know.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Excellent. Good. Let's keep going.
Okay. So if you want to call in and ask some questions.
Yes, please. That'd be wonderful.
Okay.
My best.
I'll just tell everybody the number here is 646-721-9031. So call in, and if you have any questions you want to ask, that's fine. Be happy to answer. I'm pretty sure the guests would be happy to answer as well. Plus, if you have some questions and you want to get some psychic readings, that's fine. Call in, and we'll take them all in now. I actually have someone online right now, so.
Let's go for it.
All right. Here we go. All right. Hi, how are you? You're on the line?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I don't think they know they're online, Donnie.
Hello. You're there. Hello? All right. You're on the air, so if you want to ask a question or two, go right ahead. Hello.
I think they're tripping. They're still on the mountain.
Okay.
Well, until they realize they're online, may I ask you a question, Donnie?
Yes.
What did you experience as you did the practice? How was it for you? Would you like to share?
Well, it seemed like it was like a releasement. I feel a lot of things. Also,
I'm sorry? Hello? Uh-oh, we lost Donnie. Or maybe we lost me.
I can hear you.
Oh, Amin is online. Donnie, did we lose you? Amin, how was it for you, my friend?
It was great. I loved it.
There was really nice energy.
Yeah, the energy was flowing real nice.
I think Donnie is coming back. There was really excellent flow. There was much just peace and calmness for me. I really enjoyed it myself. Who was that?
Thank you.
Oh, there's Donnie. Okay, who's the wonderful singer?
Who's the wonderful singer?
Somebody's singing.
Let's see what we got going here.
I'm
moving.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't know I was on the air. I wonder, could you mute me?
There we go.
Yes.
There he is.
No problem. I'll try to mute you, but I lost connection with everybody. So I'll put you right back on the mute there. No, oops. Equipment. We do have another caller, so let's go to area code 206. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show. What's your name?
I'm good. This is AJ. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Hi, AJ.
Hi.
Do you have a couple questions for our guests, or?
I was trying to come up with a question, and I haven't been able to come up with anything, so I don't... Do you need something specific, or...?
No. No. Did you have fun? That's the only question I need to ask.
Okay.
Did you have fun?
What's that?
Did you have fun?
Did I have fun?
No. Did you have fun?
I'm hearing an echo.
Did you do the meditation?
Not on here, but I just did my own.
Okay. So did you have fun doing that?
Yeah, it's very relaxing.
Yes. Yeah, I thought so too. So it was one of those things. That just made me feel a whole lot better. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. I guess that last guy must have been really meditating because he didn't realize he was even in the air, so.
I heard him.
Well, it's a common experience that when we do the meditations, people have so much fun that they don't want to come back.
Right.
So imagine like when a little kid goes to Disneyland and they're enjoying the rides, you got to drag them out of there.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
really
true.
And that's perfectly okay. That's now something else that we teach during the practices that we do is how to integrate the meditation into our daily activity. Because what happens is, you know, it's great, it's fantastic, it's wonderful that I can sit in my room or in my home or by the beach or in a park or in my sacred space and meditate for 20 minutes and a half an hour. But what about the rest of the day? Now imagine being able to take these practices and making every practice a meditation practice.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're feeling and you're reaping the benefits constant, which is really where the power is. You may remember earlier I was talking about meditation is a state and not a form. It's
uh-huh.
not what you do, it's how you feel. That's the beauty of it. We can take that feeling and integrate it into our working hours, integrate it into our family hours, integrate it into our partying time. You know, when we go out to do things, when we go shopping, whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
you can do it in a meditative state.
Yes. One thing I wanted to say was I wanted to apologize because I actually lost connection there for a minute. I had to actually call back in. That's why I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't here.
That's all right. I mean, I know you were having a little fun by ourselves. We figured you were going to come back soon.
Yeah, it's a scary thought for me because I'm sitting here listening. All of a sudden, I start hearing these. When you lose your Skype connection, it sounds like water drops.
Oh.
So I know the sounds. So I started hearing those things, and I started going, "Oh no, that's why I can't hear anybody." So I had to go back and check it all out again. And so I just want to reassure everybody we're still here, and we're also doing readings. So you can call in with those questions too. The number here is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation we were talking about before, just want to say something briefly here that I actually do. I'm working. Well, the program that we're actually working now with children and their parents, helping them with their abilities so the family can work together to help the child. So give me a call. My number here is 937-838-6337. Excuse me. Or contact me on my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I usually have a co-host with me. Her name is Desiree. She's not here as right now, but she does do readings as well. So she's very talented, too, as well. She does great angel readings, so give her a call, too. Her number is 818-200-7431. And you can also contact her on her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. And I guess this time too, my co-host can also give them the information too. Not co-host, I'm sorry, my guest. I'm losing my mind. You can also give your information too as well to everybody out there and tell them how to reach you.
Sure. www.healingpack, it's H-E-A-L-I-N-G, P as in Paul, A as in Andy, Q as in Queen, .org. And through that website, you can reach us by email or just shoot us an email directly. The email address is help@healingpack.org. You can also join us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/healingpack, P-A-Q.
Okay.
And I love all the messages that are going on in the chat session, Donnie. I think Donnie left the building.
Yeah, I was sitting here going, I was just out for a minute, I swear. So we're back now.
Yeah. You're back. It's all good.
So if you guys want to call in and ask some psychic questions, you're more than welcome to go ahead and do that too. Our caller that we still have in the line, what is your name?
AJ.
So and the process of us sitting here giving information out and that kind of thing, did you happen to come up with a question for us?
There's only one thing that's... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. You first. Go ahead.
There was only... I mean, if you have something that you're coming up with something, that's fine. I do have one thing I guess I could ask.
Okay.
It's important, though.
Well, of course it is.
So if you have something, go for it.
Well, I was going to ask, when you said you did your own meditation, would you like to share with us what your meditation is like?
Yeah, it's somebody else's meditation, and I just listen to their CD, and it kind of just takes me to different levels and finally to the bottom level, and it just kind of clears my mind.
Uh-huh. Any chance you can give us a... an idea who you're listening to?
Yeah, his last name is Scott. I'm not sure what his first name is.
Okay. No, I was just trying to give everybody a chance, and they might want to check and pick it up too so they can listen to it. Because I know there's a lot of good ones out there too. I mean, personally, I've actually listened to Doreen Virtue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one, John Holland's got a good meditational CD. So, you know, I'm just saying, you can give everybody a choice out there to, you know, because it needs meditation is one of those things. I've got this one company that I go to and get some CDs. They're called HemiSync CDs, which I thought was a pretty fascinating company because they have these CDs that play music. And they have little tones of music that help the brain work together. But at the same time, you can also take meditations of your own and put them to the music. I thought that was a pretty intense thing because I've done that a couple times. And believe me,
the key is to find the method or a method that suits with you well and practice it off.
I just posted a link to the person in the chat room.
Okay. Cool, thank you.
Got personal energy. Very good. And I see somebody posted the healingpack.org also. Skywriter. Thank you, Skywriter. Very nice.
You're welcome. That's me.
Yes, I noticed after I saw the other link that was posted. The part that something that comes up in a lot of Q&As is about distance energy emission. Because what we did today in the practice that we did, we practiced flowing of energy to ourselves, as in self-healing. The distance energy emission shares the same foundation. What's different is that as you set your intention in the meditation, you set your intention to help others. And by others, I mean not only other people, but also every other living thing, including animals, plants, living earth. You guys have probably noticed, you know, there have been a lot of recent news about birds just dying and dropping out of sky.
Really?
It seems like they can use some healing.
Yeah.
So,
they were also talking about whales, too, beaching themselves.
So, in these practices, we are not the beauty of it, and this is a very key point, and a lot of people miss this. There are no limitations. You know, it's not like a lot of times I get the question, oh, can I ask for that? So, of course you can. As long as the intention is good. As long as it doesn't interfere with another's free will and power of choice. So I cannot set my intention to do somebody else harm, but I can set my intention to do somebody else good.
That was a good thing. See, intention is the whole key.
The intention is very important. And at the beginning of the meditation, when we started, statement, I synchronize my intention with divine intention at the highest level, that is a scrolled message on top of our webpage. So if you'd like to see it or repeat it, you can go to thehealingpact.org to review it. But that's where we are setting our intention for what we wish to do. And then after setting of the intention, what we did was we started practicing what we set out to do. And what we practiced was self-healing.
Right. So, AJ, you said you might have a question for us?
Yeah, the only thing I can think, I'm here.
Okay.
Got a person that's working in our group that's a consultant, and he's kind of frustrating the rest of us because he's not doing a lot of work, although he is taking credit for the work that we're doing. I'm just wondering if you see him leaving soon.
Yeah.
Is this for Donnie or is it for me?
For either, for both.
Okay.
Donnie, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Well, with the situation, I feel like it's one of those things you could actually really use the meditation to focus on a win-win situation for both of you, where he could actually leave and you could get your peace of mind. Because I feel like it's one of those things of intention. Because the first thing I got with my impressions was the idea of intention. What do you want? Instead of leaving, just hanging and hoping he'll leave. Focusing on the kind of outcome that you would like to see.
Okay.
Do you have anything to add to
that? And AJ, if I may share, very often in life, we do not know what's going on in another person's situation. So what we see is usually just the surface and the result of something else. When I have the impression that you guys are working as a team, and as you said, he's not meeting your expectations. The person who's setting the expectations in this level is you. And as they're not being met, you're being frustrated.
Right.
The place to work at is within yourself, my friend, as weird as that sounds. Because that feeling of frustration is being created from within you by the expectations that you have.
Okay.
So if you go and fix the expectations, see, this person, whatever team environment, whatever set of requirements that you guys have, has a certain number of skills. His skills are either matching or not matching the job requirement. If they're matching, then the thing is to give the assignments and the responsibilities and clarify what the objectives and the expectations are, and then just wait for them to be met. If he's not qualified, then the question to visit is, who brought him onto the team? That's where the fit is placed, not in a sense of who brought him onto the team, let's go blame them. No. The mistake or the mismatch happened there. But that's all past. So the thing to do now is look at your own thoughts and expectations and see what is causing that frustration. Maybe some of them are exactly the way they're supposed to be and expected, and maybe some of them are not. A lot of times, we, including myself, I'll be the first one to admit it, we have unreasonable expectations.
Right.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. We run Healing Pack, right? And I shared with you that we started it back in 2006. Hey, listen, I really want it to be internationally known and famous and everything, right? That's right. My expectation.
Uh-huh.
The fact that it's known, but it's not number one, that's just the way I have set myself up. If that's not being met today, and if I'm feeling angry or resentful or upset about it, I am the cause of that resentment. Not the good people and the students and the everybody who's supporting us. They're doing their part.
Right.
So I invite you to look inside.
Okay.
Anything else, JJ?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the call. And let us know.
And do come back and share with us.
Thank you. I guess I wasn't sure he was still there. Let's go to Erica 713. Hello. Hi. How are you? You're on the air. What's your name? Welcome to the show.
Hi. My name's Jessica. Thank you for having me.
What's your name, Jessica?
Jessica.
Jessica?
Hi, Jessica.
Yeah. Hello. How are you doing?
We are doing great. How are you, dear?
Good. Just getting home from work.
I hope you had a great day.
Yes, thank you. Is there a topic that you guys are doing, or can I just ask any questions?
You can ask anything you want.
Okay. Well, really, I've been wondering about this for a while. I had a friend 5 years ago that I stopped talking to me all of a sudden, and I never really knew why. And it really affected me because we were best friends. We would, you know, just... like your sister, you know, you'd go anywhere and everything. So I never knew why we stopped talking. So I was just wondering if maybe help me understand that.
Well, the impression I keep picking up on is it's like life happened. And it's not really anything. It seems like you're taking it more as a something has happened of why this is, when it's just the ideal of decisions and people making those decisions and going in different directions right now. You know, I don't feel like there's anything that you've done to make her angry or mad or anything like that. It's just one of those things. Because the one thing I do pick up with this woman, she seems to be a very busy woman, as much as you are as well. So the idea of crossing paths, I understand the connection that you have, but I would also sit there and focus on that connection too. I feel like you could actually feel what's actually really going on and get some answers for yourself.
Well, the thing was, because one day she just stopped talking to me, and her mom, you know, said that we couldn't talk anymore, and she really didn't tell me why. She just said that, you know, we weren't going to talk anymore, and then I know she had moved away and now she's back, and one of my friends talks to her that she said she didn't really want to talk to me, and I don't understand.
What are we going to
go ahead.
May I jump in, Donnie?
Yes, go right ahead.
What happens, dear Jessica, is that in life, as we go through phases, we graduate from different experiences. And sometimes people that we are really, really close and best friends with, we grow in different directions. It's not that somebody grew in a right direction or a wrong direction. It's just that it's a different path. I have had many wonderful friends, and I'm a little bit, maybe pretty older than you. But many wonderful friends that throughout the years we are not in so much contact anymore. And it's not because we are upset or don't love each other. So that's the physical part of it that I would like to share with you. On the metaphysical part, I am going to disagree with you. It's not that you are not in contact. You are in contact with her, but you are in contact energetically. You are not talking to her on the phone. You are not seeing her. But that doesn't mean that you cannot, in your thoughts, in your prayers, wish her well, send her love, and be in communication with her. And don't be surprised if you experience it. You start the practice of sending her love, sending her joy, sending her peace and compassion. In a little while, maybe her or her mom will come back and call you and contact you, or maybe you guys will run into it. And you will see things maybe quite different than what you anticipated. So whatever she's going through, whatever the reason is, please do not make it personal and about you, which is the same thing that Donnie shared. And just continue caring and sharing, just reading your thoughts. And do it with your heart.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate talking to me.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask before you go?
I could wonder when I'm finally going to get married to my boyfriend. We've been together for a really long time, and we are going to get married. Like, we just want to wait till we have enough money and we can pay for it. But we've been together for 10 years almost, so.
Focus.
Just wondering if you see that this year or next year.
Not to divert the question, but it seems like it's a choice here, and I feel like it's something you've done 5 years ago. With the money and that kind of thing, it seems like it's, to me, I'm just saying, from what I'm picking up with the situation with you and him, I feel like in some ways the money has been used as an excuse. When I keep picking up manifest and focus, exactly what you want to do. Because it seems like you have these great ideas of what you want to do with the whole thing, but I feel like you haven't gone down to the details of how to, you know, the money is a really important thing, but it's not. The things that you're really focusing on, you could actually, I've done this before myself, focus on these things with the manifest, and when I see things of where you could actually really manifest the thing and get it done, because I feel like you guys could be married in 6 months, but I feel like you're focusing too much on the lack of instead of focusing on what you want.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's really been him saying that about money. I'm ready to get married.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, to situations. Yeah. I feel like in situations with, when we have relationships here and we're talking about these kind of things, I always want people to understand one thing about life. The idea of being together and thinking you're going to get to know each other in a matter of time and then you can go on with your lives, that's not how it works. The ideal is, I always recommend be together for about a year and a half, to see if you really want to spend the rest of your life getting to know this person. Okay? It's not the ideal, okay, we can get to know each other in a year and a half, and then we'll see what we can do from there. It's one of those things of realizing it's going to be a lifetime of getting to know each other. And I feel like in certain situations, with this one in particular, the money has seemed to come up as an excuse of not taking that next step. Every time and also when I pick up on that, I always pick up on him. Like he has a fear of some things might change, and he might, and I don't. It's almost like he's not prepared for it, but who is?
Yeah,
that's what I see as an excuse of taking that next step of thinking things are going to change when things have. I feel like from the time you met and until now, which you said is 10 years.
Yeah.
If you guys look back at yourselves 10 years ago, I bet you wouldn't recognize yourselves. So you've already done the changing part. It's just the idea of helping him realize that is a continuous thing.
No. How can I do that?
Good question.
Jessica, what does your heart tell you on this matter?
I don't know. I feel like it should have already happened.
What does your heart tell you? Not what should have happened. Just you know, take a moment and listen to your heart.
I'm just not sure. I don't know.
Well, how do you feel? Right this minute.
I'm sure.
You're sure? Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay. Oh, you're unsure. Now, what do you, when you say you're unsure, are you unsure of him? Are you unsure of the relationship? Are you unsure with yourself?
Just unsure. Because I have a job and I went to school and I've done all of those things and he has not. He didn't go to school. He didn't do anything. So I wish he would have done something because I feel like when we're 40, like, what is he going to be doing?
Okay. So what this is coming down to, Jessica, is that as you said, you're unsure. So your intention has not been getting married. Your intention has been staying single, but living together. And that's what you've got. You have what you went after. You're just not sure of what you're going after. It's like this. You just mentioned work. Okay, let me use this analogy. You leave your house, you get in your car, you turn on the engine, and you go, okay, today, this morning, I'm going to go to work. No, I'm going to go to store shopping. No, I'm going to go to church. Are you going to get to any one of those places until you're sure?
No.
You see the point?
Yeah.
You haven't got married because you don't want to get married, dear.
You're comfortable.
You're not sure. That was your answer.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I was going to add to it was the idea of your expectations on what he should be doing with his life, because you're focused on education. But I also feel like with the idea of focusing on his lack of, I feel like you're also focusing, there are certain insecurities of your own that are kind of reflecting back through him to you.
Yeah.
That you're wondering about your own schooling and are you really where you're supposed to be at? Because I'll tell you one thing. I'm just saying, with schooling, life is a classroom, okay? I mean, I would say if you would have seen me 20 years ago, you'd probably be saying the same thing about me too. And now the way things are, it had nothing to do with education. It had to do with intentions and what I wanted to do, and I finally made my mind up. This is what I want to do. I got off the fence and said this and this and this and this. So in some ways, I guess you would say you're trying to figure out how to push him off the fence, but you're also dealing with your own insecurities at the same time. That's what's been reflected back to you. It's not him. He's not the problem. you're having a problem with yourself. And I think basically what I think it's what is Amon?
Amen.
Amen. I'm just making sure which one I'm talking to, because your brother's still here, right?
Amen. Are you here?
Maybe
he had to leave a little earlier, so I think he's gone.
Okay, no problem. That's good. I just want to make sure, because if I'm not mistaken, the line is still open. So if he's already left, I just want to make sure before I cut it off. That's all I'm saying. So.
Okay. Go ahead and cut him off. He'll dial back in.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Alrighty. So you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
No, I'm talking about Amen. Oh, shoot.
Sorry.
Amon? Amin? Oh, no, I think I cut the wrong person.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to get... I'm jumping out the window.
Well, he'll call back, like he said.
Okay. Oh, shoot, guys. I'm really... Amon? I'm sorry. I'm getting it. Please call back in. Oh, my gosh. It's one of those days. No, Jessica, I'm just saying with the situation, when we're in relationships, the one thing you... See, we always reflect each other because we're together. And the situation is, I feel like it's an insecurity with yourself of focusing on that and trying to figure out what you want to do, because you're trying to figure out what you want to do. When I pick up on the situation, I saw excuses being made. I pick up on him, but it could be the idea of you focusing on the situation too much on him, and when you should be really focusing on yourself. Because in the situation, a lot of times we think we're in relationships that we're responsible for the other person and their happiness, when we're not. We're just responsible for our own happiness and to basically be the best we can be for them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the more that you are comfortable with yourself, more likely the more comfortable you're going to be with him. And it's one of those situations you should definitely do that and focus upon yourself and figure out what you really want to do before you go any further. Because I've seen situations like this before. And me personally, okay, the way I work with things and what the people I've worked with people living together, I've never seen it work. And actually, if you look at statistics say that people who live together have a higher rate of divorce than people who don't. So when you have those things working, it's just really one of those things of stepping back. Cause like I said before, living together, from what I've seen, doesn't work. Doesn't mean it doesn't work for some people. As long as you have the right intentions, exactly what you're going to do. What are you going to do? I hate to put it that way, but that's the whole thing. You both have to be on the same line here, on the same level, or it's just not going to work out. You probably could still get married, but the ideal, what we want here, is success and working together. So you definitely have to be two individuals and be together. Do you understand what I'm saying by that? You know, it's almost like you got to be female or male, but neither, which means knowing to really focus on the person who's standing in front of you, not as a man or a woman, but the essence of who that person is. And you need to really focus and understand what that means about what your essence is as well. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the meditations we were talking about earlier, I think it would really help you out in any kind of focusing, at least in the morning, or giving yourself about 10 or 15 minutes. And just focus on, you do the meditations and just let go. I always say work with your angels and ask questions. You know, is there something I should be working on? I also recommend that you, I would love for you to call me so we can do a past life regression. And with the rates that I have right now, with you can take advantage of calling in the show, where it's $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. I can do that past life regression for you, because I feel like it would open a lot of things for you. But at the same time, what I would recommend is definitely start doing some meditations in the morning, working with your angels, and asking questions. You know, like, you know, help me focus and find out, you know, do I really know me? And be honest with yourself. And be honest about the information that you hear. And I think Eamon is back.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Now we can.
Oh, there you are. Okay. I think you turned my phone off instead of me. So good to be back.
I did. I was hoping you would call back, because I sit here and pushed it, and all of a sudden I got real quiet. I was sitting there going, oh no, I think I hit the wrong one. And Sure enough.
Donnie, this is a perfect example of life happens. You know, like many a time, and this is probably true for just about everybody else too. Many a time that we want things to go a certain way, and they go a different way. And as they go a different way, we have an opportunity to look at what's the lesson there. You know, like, he cut me off. Okay, I'll just hang up and dial in again, you know. Instead of, that guy, he cut me off on purpose. He didn't like my interview, blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, don't go there. You don't have to go there. You know, it's much easier than that. So I love the messages were very, Jessica. And yes, the meditation in the morning is invaluable.
Yeah, I need to start doing that. I always tell myself I'm going to, and I never do. So it is a good reminder. I need to do it.
You see what I'm saying? Did you see what I was saying about the money was an excuse? He was focusing on the money part of getting the money for the wedding when it was actually more about where you really wanted to be at.
Yeah.
And who you are, okay?
Yeah.
Does it make sense to you?
Yeah.
Ema, do you have anything else you want to add to that? Or?
Yes. What's coming for me is that, and I hate to put it out there, but, you know, you're asking, so I have your permission. Just because you've lived together for 10 years, it doesn't mean you have to get married.
We got silence.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
What's that?
I'm just saying with the situation, sometimes we get ourselves in positions and we think since we've been together for so long, we should get married. It's not a job. You don't get, you know, you don't get benefits from staying together. It's just the idea of looking at the situation and asking yourself, can you honestly, because you said you have some doubts. I think there's a lot of doubts with yourself, but still the doubts exist. So therefore, it does affect the relationship and who you're with. And I'm just at, it's like one of those things, I mean, me personally, I would sit there and say, do the meditations. Focus and do the work first and see what you come up with, but don't be scared to put it out there and say maybe if you come to the conclusion that you don't want to get married or maybe you even don't want to be with this person anymore, be honest with yourself. Those are just answers, and it seems like, you know, you're looking for answers, and this might be the answers you're looking for. So just take that in consideration. I'm just saying with the situation, don't get depressed or hurt or anything like that. Just look at what's really going on.
And also, don't pre-decide on what the answer should be. Let the right answer come to you, Jessica.
Yeah.
Allow for both possibilities, getting married or not getting married. And allow for your input as well as his input, your desire as well as his desire, as well for, you know, like, keep it open. Act from the heart, not from the expectation that, oh, we've done this thing, and like Donnie said, it's the next step is to get married. You know, I'm not saying, you know, like, the worst thing that I hear people do is, if you don't marry me, I'm going to break up with you. That's a thing.
No, I would never do that.
That's taking of a hostage, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that. So we don't, and that's not acting out of love. That's acting out of fear.
Yeah.
Train yourself, practice yourself, allow yourself to listen to your heart, to open up your heart, and trust, like Donnie said, that the best decision and the best path will come for you and to you and to him.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys talking to me. I really appreciate it, and I hope you guys have a wonderful...
I appreciate a good, wonderful woman like you taking marriage advice from two boys. I never thought I'd be giving out marriage advice, and I tried not to. I tried to say, listen to yourself.
You got to do what you got to do.
Thanks for the advice, so thank you very much.
Have a nice
Thank you. Thank you very much, too. Thank you for the call, and please keep in touch with us and tell how it go. And like I suggested to you about the past life reading, let me know, and I'd love to work with you. Okay.
I definitely will. Can I stay on hold?
Yeah, no problem. I'll put you back on mute, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to another caller. Let's go to 404 area code. You're on the air, and welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Tamika.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia. So how are you?
Hi, Mika. Hi.
So how do you mean?
I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm planning on making a move. I mean, not making a move, well, taking a trip by the end of next month. I don't know. It's, how is that going to go? Should I? Shouldn't I?
Well, really, what I pick up on the whole thing is you shouldn't.
I shouldn't?
Yeah, I keep getting you should postpone it for a while. Not the idea is you shouldn't take it at all. It just seems like it should be pushed back a couple months.
It should be pushed back?
Yeah, it's a couple months at least.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's, you sit there and look at the situation and go, I feel like when the trip does happen, I feel like it's one of the very pleasurable things that you need to do, but I just feel like you need to postpone it.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have anything with that?
No, I don't have anything on that. Would you like to tell a little more about the trip and what the purpose of the trip is and what you think you're going to be achieving with the trip? Would you like to add some more information, Nico?
Yes, you can tell me a little bit more.
I'm sorry, did you ask me to tell you a little bit more?
Yeah, I was just wondering why, you know, push back the date a couple of months.
Well, the one thing I pick up the most, it seems like it's a little, the one thing I personally pick up with is if I keep getting financial crunch.
Okay, I can understand that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is that so? Basically, you're focusing on the trip itself. I feel like you think you need time away. I understand that, but it just seems like financially right now you should hold back a couple months.
Okay, yeah, I can understand that. I understand where you're coming from. You're absolutely right about that. Okay, well, that was all I wanted to know.
Okay, well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Alrighty. Let's go on to another caller here. Okay. Area code 732, you're on the air. Welcome
Hello,
to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm doing good. Hello.
Hi. My name is Ashante, and thanks for having me on the show today.
You're welcome.
And I was calling to find out if you guys could give me some direction on my spirit guide, like what that person's actual name would be, or, you know, right. in that realm, because I'm very interested in angels and stuff like that. I've been going through some tough times and stuff, and I'm seeking some advice on that too.
Okay, well, I would definitely think about doing the meditation you heard a while ago, and because just get your energy, you know, level off a little bit.
Okay.
I'm just saying, what I pick up mostly with you is sporadic, going into many directions. It seems like in some ways you keep butting, like, I guess you would say it's like looking at thoughts, boom, 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 and trying to slow that down a little bit, okay? And definitely meditating in the morning would definitely help that out. And for some reason, I also feel like you should also, if you don't, and if you do, you should definitely do it, which is write a journal. It seems like you need some kind of outlet to get what's in your head out.
Okay.
I also feel like there's a lot of things going on with your relationship. Now, when you sit there and start talking about the way you said it was, what direction is my spirit guide going in? And I kept on getting right there, back and forth. I'm over here. So sometimes your guides have a tendency to be a humorous, and they like joking around with you, as much as angels do too, because they like being in that state of playfulness, because they feel like playfulness. Because we have a tendency as humans, we get too serious.
Yeah.
We think we have to be serious to do everything. And I'm telling you right now, it seems like with the things that you got going in your life, you need to put some playfulness into it, and you also need to focus on your inner child. of actually like putting yourself in a sense of anticipation instead of always trying to pound things. Like you almost get this picture of you pounding a square peg into a round hole.
Oh, that is amazing.
So you know, it's like boom, boom, please. And
that's
your guys are like joking and commenting and doing the whole thing, and they're just like laughing. I do feel like you've got Raphael and you've got Archangel Michael with you. Now, the reason I feel like you have those two with you is because you need to cut a lot of the past loose. If I should say the whole thing. Because I get this really strong impression with you that you should take everything that happened 2 seconds ago and whatever else is in the past and let go of it. Because you're trying to bring a lot of things into your life, but you really haven't made room for it.
Yeah.
I love what you're sharing, Donnie, with respect to playfulness. And the key element there is that joy is what heals at the cellular level in our body. Whatever problem that we're having, joy is going to enable us to handle and deal with it better. So the playfulness that the entities and the higher beings show, that's exactly why they are up there and they know what the answers are. So they're giving us an example of what their practice is. So that was wonderful advice that Donnie shared with you. Number two, each and every one of us are surrounded by many, many, many angels and guides. Yes, we have a spiritual guide, but we are not limited to one guide at all. And if you want help with anybody or everybody, you simply ask. And if you ask for help from everybody, you're not being greedy. You're being open.
How did you know I was thinking that?
And what happens is their purpose, the guide's purpose, the ascended masters, the angels, the prophets, all the good things, their purpose is to serve. So when you call on them to come and help, you're providing them an opportunity to serve their purpose.
Okay.
And they love that. Okay? So do remember that. Now, when they do come, let me ask you this. If I'm talking to you on the phone and you don't know who you are talking to, what do you do? Would you ask me to introduce myself?
Yes.
Ask them to introduce themselves.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want to know their names, ask them.
Okay.
And Donnie mentioned Michael and Raphael. And you have a couple of clues, but the confirmation, you know, simply ask. Without expectation, without the expectation of checking their IDs, okay?
Okay.
It's not over 21 only. It's available to everybody.
Okay.
Well, it's just one of those things. Once you start asking, too, don't be surprised what you do here. I mean, if you ask for names, they'll tell you. I mean, I know for a fact that I've asked myself, and they have a tendency to say names are not that important.
Yes.
We only have names because they have something for you to identify with.
Right.
But they also want you to feel, because angels are pure energy. So the idea of not feeling angels is because of something with yourself that you need to work on to let go of that keeps you from hearing that kind of thing, or maybe it's just the idea of disbelief in your subconscious mind of something you knew when you were younger. You know, just sort of kind of look at those things. But at the same time, I've also worked with angels to find those points. Why can't I hear you? You know, what's blocking?
Yeah.
Archangel Michael's good for that. I've worked with him to the point where it's like, okay, cut things loose from me. I know they're there. I can't see them. I can't feel them, but I know they're there. So in a sense, I do feel them, but not to the point where I can actually get comfortable from letting them go. So I work with my Archangel Michael to do that. So. You know, like he said before, asking, but I know for a fact that when you ask and you start communicating, that could be the block. It was just the idea to take the initiative to say something.
Okay.
If it was just hi and, oh, thank you for helping me miss that accident, you know. Because everybody sits and talks about angels, and people have a tendency to go, well, I've never talked to an angel before in my life. And I said, have you ever sat there and going down the road and something tells you not to go straight and to turn here, and you miss an accident, I said, you just talked to an angel because they were talking to you because you basically acknowledged it because you changed your course.
Okay.
That's all they're there for to do, because they're always in anticipation, because angels can't do nothing for you because of free will. But as soon as you ask, they have no problem doing anything they can for you.
Okay.
So if you also...
Along the lines of what you're sharing, Donnie, a while ago I was doing a channeling session with a wonderful channeler and angel communicator, and I was talking to my father. My father passed in 1993.
Right.
And we had a whole conversation, and, you know, he gave a bunch of messages and everything, and they asked, he asked, do you have any other questions? And I said, yes. Why don't you come talk to me when I ask you to? Mm-hmm. And he answered, my son, I am talking to you. What do you think this is?
Yeah.
So sometimes we set ourselves up, you know, like, because right now you're hearing my voice, like Sonny was just sharing with you. Right now you're hearing my voice through the vibration and the wave sounds and the phone. So maybe the expectation is to always hear it that way.
Yeah.
Also,
be aware of expectation that you're setting yourself up with,
right,
in communicating with your angels. For example, you started your very first question with, what is my angel's name?
Right.
Does it really matter?
No, but I guess sometimes I feel I want to personalize it. You know, to me, it's, you know, a family member, you call them, you make nicknames and stuff, you know. And it's
exactly
in a loving
so,
way. So not to speak to someone or someone that protects me and watches over me and not identify them, to me, is a little bit disrespectful, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm looking at it in the right way.
That's a human concept.
Right.
Remember, anyway you look at it, as long as you look at it with an open heart and with intention, is the right way.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's the trick.
Also, think about this too, guys. We all sit there and feel the wind. We don't question it. We know it exists. We know we feel it. It's the same thing with angels. You can't see them either. 9 out of 10 times. There are certain times that I have seen energies, but that's what I see when I see angels. I see energy. I don't see wings and that kind of thing. I see pockets of energy. I know the difference between a pocket of energy that I see, which is an angel, and a spirit or a guide, and they have different forms, and they have different ways of emitting that energy. And use what you said before about your, you know, your uncle or your grandmother, which for some reason your grandmother is very strong here. Does that make sense? Yes. Does that make any sense to you?
A little bit. Elaborate more?
All I know is when I say grandmother, that sets off an energy of its own, of something that's with you as a guide. Not as a guide per se, but she seems like she's doing a lot of pointing and directing you. With those situations, the reason you ask for names, really, honestly, because that's how you identify them.
Right.
Okay, what they're saying with your angels, your angels, it's like God, angels, all the things that work with you. We had a show on this. We were talking about noticing all the help that you do have. Why don't you have the life that you should?
Right.
You know, and understand that whole thing. You have a lot of people working, a lot of spirits, entities, all kinds of things working with you, working for you. And I think once we know that, it's easier to go forward and make decisions we would normally not make.
Exactly.
Because we're usually scared what's going to happen. But when you have that certain comfort about certain things, they're there to do the same thing. It's like, ask a question. Should I take this job?
Mm-hmm.
Is this guy, you know, is this guy a jerk? You know, save yourself some time. Because I've heard people say this. I did this, and then I prayed, and then I asked my angels. When they should have gone straight to the source instead of going through all these avenues. That's a human, I guess
you're
you would say, human consciousness going, I got to do this. That's like the last lady was on the line. Basically, what we're trying to say to her is, you know, she's thinking about all this stuff, and it was just the ideal, please, take 5 minutes, slow down, and just ask yourself what you really do want. That's, for some reason, it seems like it's a very hard thing to do, but it's also a human concept. But once you start really focusing on the spirituality part,
mm-hmm,
and really think about what you really, you know, who you really are, then you're going to realize that the human body is like, it's like transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it in perspective and say, would you go out and ask your car what you should do? No, you go to another source, you know.
You go to your pastor
or something like that, which is another spiritual thing. But there's spiritual angels, what we were talking about before, there's angels and all kinds of things around you that, you know, I feel like in some things, if you feel like you should go to the source, it's great. But you have a source that's been around you from the day you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize, once you learn how to tap into that and realize they're there for a reason, I mean, if you think about it, actually in the Bible, it's in Psalms 91, I think it is, God gives angels charge over us. Mm-hmm. So the ideal, the connection kind of thing like that, being messengers, has always been there. So therefore, sometimes, I think it's okay to ask for the message.
Okay.
And that's what this thing here is. Like, you're asking a lot of things. You're wanting to know because of things that you're trying to focus on right now to do, thinking you have to know the name of the source when you don't.
Okay.
You know?
And I understand that. I thank you. Can you elaborate more? You mentioned something about a relationship. Can you elaborate more on that for me, please? What you felt on that?
Relationship?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll sit there and not set myself up and say, I guess you're not in one.
No, I am.
I'm sorry. But let's look at the situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of questioning going on here. So with the situation, can I ask what his name is?
Sure. His name is Joey.
See, the one thing I pick up a lot of things and people kind of freak out is the idea of Joey and who he is. And I feel like there's some confusion around him. I feel like he has a very strong, and I'll put it to you like this, so if you come back with something else, I'll come back with something more.
Okay,
With the situation, he has a commitment problem, okay? And the way it comes to me is very deep. And most people would say, well, you know, all guys do. No, they don't. I guarantee you, they don't. But the situation we're talking about is you're Joey. Not everybody else is Joey, okay?
Okay.
So I'm saying you're having a problem here. I feel there's frustration with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's almost like you're trying to lead this person in a certain direction. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And then the ideal, your grandmother came into the picture and said she's trying to point you in the right direction. She's not telling you what you should do, but she's pointing you, which is basically giving you choices. So you have a choice here in the situation. You don't think you do. It's almost like you get this ringing in your head. I get this ringing in my head anyway, of saying, I'm in love with this person, so therefore I have to do this. And that's what I'm saying to you. Take a look at that whole thing and ask yourself, what do you want? What do you want to do? I almost get a fear. This is like a reflection. He's got a fear of commitment, so it's an insecurity. Your insecurity is being alone. Now, you see why you two attracted each other? Because
it's
the energy of two insecurities. It doesn't matter what the insecurities are. It's just the insecurity itself has attracted you guys to look at that. So I feel like in some ways this is like a soulmate connection where it's a learning experience of looking at the situation and being honest what you see. Who are you? And tell yourself in the situation, if you come to the conclusion that you want to move on, you have all the rights to move on, and so does he. Because in a situation like this, I mean, we consider look at the ideal right and wrong, or just look at the ideal. You took a path. Now you're seeing things that telling you that there's another path to choose. And the process of doing this, because I feel like with his situation, I feel like you're more spiritual than him. I hate to say it that way, but it seems like you just you see things for what they are.
Yeah.
Well, in the situation, I know I have been put in this position because I feel like I'm more spiritual. The other person refuses to make the decision, but I see it very clearly. So I feel like I'm the one who has to make the decision to get things going,
okay.
if it's just sit down and talk. And I do feel like in this situation, it's one of those things of sitting down and talking to each other, but also being very honest with each other and each other, which I mean, and yourselves, and saying, okay, this might have been something that worked when you first got together, but it's also the idea of looking at what's going on right now. Not how it used to work, but what is going on now. And what's going on with yourselves.
Yeah, I've been feeling a little uncomfortable about things. I just haven't had concrete proof. And I've been very uncomfortable, you know. And it's like sometimes I would ask the question and I would happen to make a phone call or happen to do something. And it's just very, you know, I don't know. Just, I don't know.
Well, do this. With the situation, you also have to understand one thing, too. Joey is Joey, and you are you. You do certain things that you know. You say, I would never do those things to people. You're right, you wouldn't. But don't put those expectations on somebody else. Because
yeah,
Joey's
yeah.
just being himself. And sometimes we have a tendency to take it too serious and too deep and say, okay, it's, you know, like they're doing something to us, when all they're doing is just being who they are. That's what I'm saying about being honest about what you really see. Don't feed into the situation of saying, okay, he's doing this, he's doing that. I think it comes down to the point of saying, can you be yourself right now? Because that's what I feel like when people are looking for to be in the relationship with the right person, is a person they can be with and be themselves no matter what's going on. And right now, you're not.
Yeah.
So take a look at the situation and see what you come up with. I see very plainly I can see where it's going, but it doesn't matter what I see. It's what you see, and because you're going to be the one in the position of making the decision of what you're going to have to do, okay? Because the situation is, you already know. You definitely know deep in your gut, and your intuitions is ringing like a freaking church bell. You know exactly what's going on. So it's not what Joey's doing, you know, or what he's trying to get away with. It's what you as a person have got to do with the decision you know you got to make. So I feel like you already knew that. It's just the idea you got to follow through with it.
Okay.
And also, if I may add, if there are things that are going on for you that you're not comfortable with, sometimes things happen in life and we have knowings that we don't like,
mm-hmm.
so we start ignoring them or denying them.
Mm-hmm.
You need to come to peace with that. You have to be honest with yourself first.
Okay.
And then be honest with the person sitting at the other side of the table.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Ashante.
Ashante.
Yeah, thank you. But yeah, I've been married for almost he's my first boyfriend. I've been with him almost 20 years, you know.
I understand what you're saying.
And it's just, you know, we've been through a lot of ups and downs, and I'm very strong, you know. I'm pretty much the hand in the house. I have a 20-year-old son and a daughter, 17, and
mm-hmm.
I do everything, you know, as far as the business stuff and just making sure the house runs. And it's been killing me because there's times that I feel very uncomfortable, but I just can't put my hands on it, you know. And
mm-hmm.
it's very depressing at times because I just want to be in a situation where I don't have to worry. You know, I feel that at the age that I am now, I shouldn't have to worry about things like that, especially when you've been in a relationship for this long, you know?
Sean, that was a perfect example of being honest with yourself.
Right.
So I congratulate you on doing that.
Thank you.
Now, the next step is to take that honesty and go to your significant other and be honest with him so that he knows.
Okay.
With love. Not with frustration, not with
mm-hmm.
hate, not with anger.
Yeah.
Just like you spoke now, it was very loving, it was very caring, and
mm-hmm.
it was very honest and to the point.
Right.
And that way you put that on the table, and then what he chooses to do and react with, that's his free will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely, yes. I just want to sit here and say one thing before you go.
Okay.
I haven't done this in a while, and which I give away a 45-minute reading.
Okay.
Okay. You can smile now, okay?
Thank you.
But, yeah, so therefore, what I suggest you do, I'll give you the 45-minute reading for free. So give me a call. We'll set the time to do that for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Alrighty, and I'll just give
everybody.
Go ahead. I'm gonna give everybody the freaking information so you can take it down as well. I didn't mean to say freaking. I'm just saying. I'm working on that word, okay? So, where am I? But the information is, it's 937-838-6337.
Okay.
Or else you can contact me through my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And if you want to, you can also go to the show page here, and the information's on there, too, as well.
Okay.
And
it's the time to call you.
Call me after the show, and I say call me about 9:15, depending if the lines get really busy. I have a tendency to stay on the line and try to answer everybody's questions before I go anywhere. So I have a tendency to stay on the line. I've actually been on the line sometimes 45 minutes after the show goes off the air. So we're just saying hang in there, okay? And just give me a call after the show, and we'll schedule that up for this. It's one of those things I always say, call me after the show so I can actually look at my book and figure out what we got to do here, okay?
Okay.
Because I always like to put at least an hour. That's what I usually do on the readings anyway. I think, you know, it's one of those situations with your situation. I think we should actually make it an hour, so.
Okay, thank you very much.
So just call me after the show, and we'll schedule that for you, okay?
All right, you guys be blessed, and thank you so much. I really appreciate your help and your love, okay?
Thank you, Ashanta. Have a great evening.
All right, you too, and thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Now.
I love it, Donnie. You have such a good heart. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you. I just feel like it's something that needs to be done.
Yes.
Okay, we have another caller here, which is actually the same area code, 732. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Barbara.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay.
Hi, Barbara.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. How are you?
Tell us how you're really doing. How you doing?
Well, I guess I wanted to get some type of reading on this year for me and going forward for 2011.
Well, one thing I've been telling everybody about 2011 is a very powerful year. It's really going to reflect what you focus on this year, how 2012 actually is going to play itself out. I will say one thing about 2012. It's actually the end is one and the beginning of another. So people keep talking about the end of the world. I can't see how you could have the end of the world if you have a phase ending and another one beginning.
Okay.
So the situation. So if you sit there and focus on you personally, Barbara, it's, you know, like I said before, I'm not trying to direct the question anywhere else and not answer it. But the answer is definitely really relies and lies within you. What you want to do with this year. When I'm focusing on 2011, with my angels, and the angel number is 1111 anyway, and I've seen today's one of those days where it's 1111, we're very powerful numbers of focusing on those things, and I've always been told by the angels it's something that opens up of more energy. So therefore, it's a whole lot easier to manifest exactly what you want. But they also, I had a guy ask me this, so why are you telling everybody to prepare themselves? Because when you have this kind of energy, the universe doesn't really distinguish between what you don't want and what you do want. Whatever you're focusing on, you're going to get it. So the ideal of this kind of good year is just the ideal of actually what we're talking about before. And that's why I've been bringing a lot of things to the show of meditations and chakras. It's just to give people the tools to actually do that this year. So whatever you want to do. See, the one thing I've always told people, especially when it comes to creating a life that you want, which is the biggest thing for people is what to do with their lives. I always say, sit down and meditate on it and ask yourself, what do I love to do? And then get you a pen and paper, write down how you could take that and turn it into a business.
Yeah, and that I think that's what I'm kind of focusing in my mind. I recently started back meditating, and I'm trying to get what my spiritual mission is, you know. I've studied a lot of different things, and I notice as far as the spirituality, I will get to a point, and then something happens, and I don't go further. And that is, I've been contemplating on that lately. Why I don't finish something that I start?
Well, sometimes in situations, you have to understand that sometimes we are directed to go places to learn things, and then once we learn them, we lose interest, and we move on. And some of us look at it as a concept of thinking, oh, I didn't finish that. See, when you realize that you don't want to do something, or this is the wrong way, or this is the wrong choice, whatever it is, that's done. That's what it's saying. And I've been in a situation, too, of trying to figure out why I do that, and why I do this, and da-da-da-da. But once I finally put myself in the position, I'm in the occupation or career that I'm doing right now, which I found out later on, as I got into this, this is something I've been doing my whole life. I just didn't realize it. I was just doing it so spontaneously of always giving advice and helping people. I never thought about it. And then one day, I was talking to a psychic, and this person said, you are so powerful. You are so, you know, you're just so gifted. Why are you not using it? So I'm thinking, okay, probably a bunch of BS, right? But what I learned from that point was that there wasn't nothing wrong looking at it. Okay, and then I put myself into this wholeheartedly. And when I was living in Colorado, I put myself into this really point where I had a shop and everything else. But see, the point was when I put the spirituality and doing readings together and really started realizing what it was all about, then from that point on, all these opportunities and these situations started dropping in my lap so I could actually do them. So this was a sign to me that I was going in the right direction, because some people call them miracles. I call them opportunities, or just certain things they were pointing me to. I was listening very, I was listening to everything they were telling me and doing it. And I wouldn't say I wouldn't sit there and say I did it. There were certain times where I would question it, and they would say, "Why are you questioning something like this? Because we give you the answers, and this is what you're looking for." And then they would always point me back to the past and say, "Okay, in the past, have we ever led you anywhere that hurt you? No, that was you getting yourself in trouble." So it was the idea of focusing and doing those things. Next thing I know, and this, listen to this too, okay? And the reason I'm stressing this one real quick is to stop listening to the world, okay? Don't let the world dictate your success. That's what you're supposed to do. And what I mean by that is, I was trying to get an apartment. I was living in a hotel. Now, when I got the hotel room, I actually got the hotel room before I got the money, 2 days before I got the money, okay? Now, most people would tell you that is impossible. But see, it was a chain reaction. From that hotel, the lady who lived in the hotel that I got the room off of, her husband also managed an apartment complex, which I had a year before then always told myself I wanted to live in. Well, three months later, I moved into that place, and I did the exact same thing. I had the apartment before I had the money. Okay.
And, I've experienced that when I was at a dire situation and didn't have too much else, no money and no job, and I focused on three things. And during that time, I was chanting, Buddhism. And I think I focused to the point, and I had it in order how I wanted it. But it didn't come quite in that order. But it all came. And my apartment, because I knew somebody, and I was riding around looking for a place to live, because I had a certain amount of time that I had to move.
Right.
And I said, this place looks nice. I've even done it with a building of a job, and I said, I'd love to work there. And I've gotten the opportunity. So I noticed there's something there, and it's just like, I think I have these little areas, and then all of a sudden it's like I don't have it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think I understand what you're saying, and it's just spiritually, it's things that I always wanted to do, and I do kind of like you. I teach and tell people things that I find out, because that information, when you get that truth that you think is truth at that time, you can't hold it in yourself. You have to give it out and tell my family, my friends. Now, what they do with it, that's one thing. But I know there's something there, and I have these things that I want to do. It's just getting to it to do it,
That's what I was getting at when I was there and talking to you first. It was like, you already have an idea what you want to do this year. That's what I get from the impression of what you just said. Basically, outline how you want this year to go and then do what you said you've done before. I think it's one of those things of getting back to focusing, but I think you also need to take a little extra time on detaching yourself from situations too. But the one thing I was saying, if you are a person who is a reader, is that what you're saying?
Well, I always wanted to be a reader, a healer, and I've studied different things, but as far as from my end, I'm not really that. I'm just a individual who will communicate with people and tell them different things that I know and I feel, and hoping that it helps them.
May I jump in?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Dear Barbara, with respect to first thing that you talked about, what's going to happen in 2011, the whole business about 2011 and 2012 and what's going on and end of the world, beginning of the world, all of that, I'm going to propose a little different perspective. What's going on is that
the people on Earth, like us, we are becoming more spiritually aware, so we are raising our vibration. And the higher beings, the guides, the angels, the masters, the archangels, they are lowering their vibration in order to communicate with us. So what that means is that the energetic layers that existed between Earth and Heaven are reducing. What that means is that you can connect to the higher planes and physical levels much easier. It's just becoming more accessible.
Okay.
Okay? There is no end of the world. There is no beginning of the world. It's just that since the energetic layers are reducing, what we put our mind and attention on, like Donnie was talking earlier, we are going to manifest much easier.
Okay.
So if I'm concentrating on love, on giving, on serving, I'm going to rocket in that direction, and I'm going to advance in that direction. If I'm concentrating on fear, selfishness, stealing, taking advantage, I'm going to manifest in that direction. With all the, you know, like somebody might think, oh, good, now I can become a really excellent thief. Yes, you can, but you can also become caught really fast, and you can die really quick. Because free will puts us in the direction that we want to go. And each action has a reaction.
Okay. I truly believe that.
Okay, so with respect to what's going to happen in 2011, like Donnie was saying, whatever you put your attention and focus and thought and energy and efforts on is going to happen for you. So you decide what's going to happen. It's like you're walking into the supermarket of 2011 and you get to choose what you want to pick off the shelf. And once you picked everything that you wanted, then you go to the checkout stand and you check out with those items. It's that simple.
Okay. All right.
The second thing that you talked about, you said you talked about meditation and you wanted to do this and you wanted to do that. I'm going to use this analogy that I know Donnie is going to really like. Doing meditation is just like going to the gym, but it's the spiritual gym that you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as I'm sitting in front on my couch and eating popcorn and drinking beer and thinking I got to hit the gym, well, guess what? My tushy and my belly are growing.
True.
The nut is shaping up. And as we all know, the hardest part of exercising is going to exercise.
That's true.
Once you're there, you're just going to do it. Everybody else is exercising. You're not going to light up a cigarette in the middle of the gym, right?
Right.
Okay.
So the hardest part, the meditation, think of it as going to the spiritual gym.
Okay.
The key is reading is great, education is great, talking is great, but at the end of the day, you got to roll up the sleeves and you got to get on that bike and you got to practice.
Okay.
This is the key. I meet many people that they go to all the seminars and read all the books and attend and watch all the videos. And I go, oh, that's great. When was the last time you meditated? Go, what? No, I was at the seminar. Weren't you listening to me? I said, I know you were at the seminar. When was the last time you sat down and you practiced? Sit down.
Okay.
Practice.
Yes, I hear you. I do hear you. And
that's it. I'm done.
Okay. I thank you. That was very nice.
And Donnie, congratulations. I don't know what happened, but the number of your listeners from a few went to like 20, 30, all of a sudden, everybody's beautiful picture popped up on your chat session.
Oh, really?
Well, that's that powerful energy, that loving energy that's coming out in the vibrations, right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
You're pushy over there. These guys are having too much fun by themselves. Barbara is there. Why aren't you there?
No, that's what I was saying. With Barbara, that's what I was going to say to her was, well, I was sitting there noticing there wasn't anybody really calling in or that kind of thing, so I sit here and was talking to the angels and saying, hey, you know, bring the people in. Next thing you know, the people are coming in. So my intentions was to have more people listening, so therefore, what I get. So take that one, Barbara.
Right.
Dear Donnie, you're going to be here till 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm 45 minutes after.
Well, one thing, Donnie, when you do lay down, you'll sleep really good, right?
That's what they tell me. But, you know,
guys, thank you so much, because I've started the last couple of days, and I will definitely continue
to do
this, my meditation, and talk to my guides.
Well, if you get a chance, you should also think about getting a past life reading, too, okay?
Oh, okay.
So,
With your permission, I posted a little, and Barbara might like this, too. That's why I'm mentioning it now. I posted a little link on your chat room. There is a video that we have posted, and one of the masters that was a master in distance energy emission and healing, he recorded this video. And what it is you, as you play the video, there is energy emission that comes out of the video. So you can watch it. And what I do typically is I turn it on, I put it on a loop, I do meditation. So I receive and send energy, which is video, all the time. So I put it out on your chat room. It's www.healingpack.org. If I try to spell the name, it's going to be tough. So just go there or send an email to help@healingpack.org. I'll send you back the link. His name is different like my own. So I hope your listeners and your chat participants enjoy this video. It's a gift from us to you all.
Well, thank you. So we'll be able to get this on Donnie's video, chat side? The video?
I can send the Donnie sees the link on the website. If you send me an email to help@anybody, and this is not just Barbara, everybody, if you send me an email to help@healingpack, healing, healing, P as in Paul, A as in Andy, Q as in Queen, .org, I will be more than happy to send you the link and direct you to where you can watch the video and play with it and enjoy it and benefit.
Very good. Thank you so much. That sounds
You're
great.
So my pleasure.
And Barbara, like I said, get a past life reading. Right now they're only going for like $10 for an hour.
Okay.
Inexpensive.
That's expensive?
Inexpensive.
Oh.
I didn't want to say cheap.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, they're going for $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour for the people who call the show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then for everybody who calls, say you recommend somebody but they don't call the show, they still get a break from my regular price, which is actually $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. But they'll still get a break too. By you recommending for get a reading, they get a reading. It's only $45 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And for every person that you bring to me that actually gets a reading at $45, you get a free one.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. So then I can contact you for the life question. And this is funny because
I was going to say the phone number is 937-838-6337. And plus my website, which you can actually go right on the show page. And all the information is right there. My website's actually psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I like saying it because I can practice it so I can remember it. And I'm telling everybody else out there, too, as well. I mean, we got readings when you call the show. They're only $10 for an hour, and they're $5 for a half hour, which we're going to run that until the end of February.
Okay, great.
But like I said, I always tell everybody, my regular rates are $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. Or like I said before, if you go between, it's $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. But see, the one thing I tell everybody is I stress a lot is to call me, because the prices are just a place to start. Okay?
Okay.
But I also told myself when I opened my first shop that anybody who ever crossed my path, I would help them out no matter what. So, so if you're wanting to get a reading and you feel like you need to get it through me, call me and we'll work something out. The prices are
just starting.
Nothing's written in stone, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Great.
All right.
Thank you. And,
okay.
And I'm going to say this one thing real quick. Years ago, I had this friend. Her name was Barbara, too. They would call us Big Barbara and Little Barbara. And she lived in New York, and she would call me and say, well, this lecture going on, this happening. One time,
Hello? I'm pretty sure that was a good story. Hello?
Thank you for calling in, Barbara.
Yeah, thank you, Barbara. Are you there?
Oh, we lost Barbara.
I think we did. Barbara?
she's
still talking because she's coming through. Barbara? Barbara? Well, that was interesting. Well, Barbara, if you can call back again, I'll definitely take your call again because I think we lost the connection here. It might be with your phone. So just try to call back in or give me a call later. Hello?
Here.
Just give me a call.
I think Barbara is on AT&T.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Bye, Barbara.
If you want to schedule an appointment with me, just call me after the show, and I'll be glad to talk to you. Or if you want to, okay, you should just definitely call me after the show so I can actually figure out what you're talking about, and I'll be glad to take your call. Okay. I'm not sure about. Hello. Hi. How are you? You on the show? Is there any questions you might want to ask? Hello?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh! No, I'm just listening. I'm enjoying the show very much.
No, I saw you there, and I saw you pop in and pop back out, so I wasn't too sure about it. So I really wanted to touch base with you, make sure that you didn't want to ask any questions. But if you just want to listen.
You saw me doing that?
Huh?
You saw me doing that?
Yeah, well, my switchboard.
Well, since you're on the live line, we're gonna ask you questions now. My question to you: what's your name first?
Steve. But
what is your name?
You saw me making dinner.
Yeah. So Steve.
That's incredible! Wow. But
so
I'm just
Steve.
Listening. I really don't have any questions or anything.
No, all I was gonna say was you've called us before. And you've actually been on the air a couple times, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have. I'll call you on Christmas Day, I think, or Christmas Eve.
Okay, no, now just kind of like, touching base and saying it was nice hearing from you again, and I'll put you back on listening mode. We don't want to put you on the spot.
And I get
come on, Danny, you're no fun.
And I appreciate your emails, Amin, I really do.
Oh, no problem. You're welcome.
Happy New Year, Steve.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Steve.
In the ocean of love and joy.
Oh,
thank you. I need that, too. Thank you, Steve. So we're sitting here talking to everybody else, and it's actually, we got 11 minutes, guys. Isn't that great? Today is 11:11.
Yeah,
it's actually 1:11:11, and it's now 11 minutes left in the show, so use that energy to really focus on. I'm focusing on. I do have certain things that I like to have, too, and I tell people before in relationships. There's a lot of wants and needs, so, when you're focusing on that relationship, put focus on all the needs that you want. Because people are scared to do certain things, even in the context of their own minds. They're sitting there looking at the relationship and going, okay, I shouldn't focus on sex life because what would people think? I'm sitting there going, there's nobody thinking about it there, buddy. It's only you and your mind. And it's your perception of what you think people are thinking. And
one of the hardest things, Donnie, is to discovering and then admitting.
Right.
To things that we really want.
Yeah.
What happens is, if I don't know what I want, what I'm after, what my heart desires, I can't go out there looking for it, searching for it. So a lot of time, with respect to relationships, and I see this all the time, a person is not happy with themselves, and they look for somebody else to bring that happiness to them. And it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I know.
Or like a lot of times you hear, you know, people are talking about relationships and they go, oh, no, but our relationship has to be 50-50. No. Your relationship needs to be 100-100.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, 50-50.
Yeah.
It means
yeah.
only half my leg is in the car. The other half is dragging on the road. So it's going to hurt at some point.
Yeah, you got to get yourself 100% in that car.
Yeah.
I did the same thing, too.
You know?
Right. No, I'm just saying, with the situation of people saying, this person completes me, I said, okay, but take it one step further. You got to be complete first before you get there. And they're going, what do you mean by that? I said, look at a puzzle. There's many pieces in the puzzle, but you don't see any half pieces. They have to be whole pieces in order to fix to get that full picture. And I said, that's what you're doing here. You're trying to, you're not working on certain things about yourself, so therefore you go try to find them in somebody else. I said, no, it's your job to deal with those insecurities and those situations, that kind of stuff. So it's not the ideal of you need to be with somebody. It's the ideal of getting at a point in your life where you want to be with somebody because you want to share your life with that person. And I've also heard the situation, women do this, I gave myself to this person. I'm sitting there going, what do you mean you gave yourself to this person? I said, you know, I feel like you should be, it should be more of a mutual of giving to each other. And not giving up oneself, but just giving into what's going on, you know. Go with the flow and trust what's happening between the two of you, and I guarantee it'll take you a long ways. But giving yourself up, you know, when you have kids, what are you going to pass on to them? Because you gave yourself up. You have nothing to give. So, you know, kind of look at the situation like we were talking about before, looking at the full picture. Just understanding it, you know, when you have a relationship, it's like a bridge with two columns. Both work together to hold that bridge up. If one's weak, even the strong one eventually will crumble because it can't hold the whole weight. So it's like both of you working together, two individuals creating a one relationship, coming together to make that unity.
And then the working together, it is a matter of unity, but at the same time, it's a matter of respecting and loving the individual portion of each partner in that relationship, which is just like any other team activity. A while ago, I was reading a book by Khalil Gibran, who's a Turkish poet and philosopher, and the book was about he took a trip to some island, and he was he studied and meditated there for a long time, and before he was leaving, the population of the island gathered around him, so they wanted to ask him some questions and benefit from his wisdom because he was very well known. He was a wise man. So they asked him, one of the questions that they asked him about marriage, the relationship between a man and a woman, and how it should be and how a man and a woman should act in marriage or in partnership. His answer was, a man and a woman should stand together, but not so close so that the wind does not pass through them.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right.
You have to work as a team. You have to be together. At the same time, you have to respect each other and let each one of you be that strength and that support system.
Right.
That you want him to be.
Oh, yeah. It's very important to really work together. I mean, it's kind of amazing in this lifetime right now. We have so many devices to communicate, and we still don't know how to. So got to work on that one. You know, I'm serious. I feel like that
I believe you.
The idea of getting communication devices the ideal of doing it in the first place was open up more ways of communicating with everybody. But if you really look at the situation, I've done with dating services, one, you know, meeting people online, and it seems like, and I've done readings too for people who've met each other online, and it seems like they use it to hide. And instead of really, okay, I want to meet this person, I want to do this, I met a couple that had been talking to each other through the internet. No conversations on phones or nothing, just strictly through the internet. They lived an hour away from each other. I said, you've been doing this for 8 months? And she goes, what's the problem? She goes, I don't like talking on the phone. I don't care. The ideal of the situations is not the ideal, I don't like this, I don't like that. There's certain things that you got to do in a relationship, and you're saying, I want a relationship. I'm kind of wondering about that right now because you're doing everything to avoid it. Because she goes, I'm going down there this weekend to visit him. I said, that's great. But I said, you should also ask yourself when you go down there, are you prepared for what's going to happen? And the first thing people say is, why? Is something bad going to happen? I said, no. It's simply asking yourself the question, are you prepared for what happens? It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's just the ideal. Have you thought about that? There's nothing wrong with thinking about it. That's what I told her. I said, I feel like you're actually avoiding the relationship. You don't want one because you're doing everything to avoid it. You're not even thinking about what you want at all. You're kind of winging it, throwing it out to the universe, and the universe is going, okay, I don't get it. What do you want? You know?
You brought up the subject of communication and devices, and something popped into my mind that I'm going to share. Something that a lot of people are challenged by, and it applies in the area of healing, especially in the area of emotional and thought healing, is the wrap, and we talked about this and we practiced it in our meditation earlier in this program. Our thoughts and our mind is all over the place, and a lot of people have a hard time leading their thoughts instead of having the thoughts leading them all the time. There is a very simple tool that almost everybody has in the Western world, or at least here in the United States, that we can use to resolve the situation, and that is your cell phone. Most cell phones right now, they have a voice recorder or a memo recorder on them. So I'm going to invite all your listeners to try this and let you know, or let me know. I would love to know as well, or you can let me know what the outcome will be. When the mind takes off and the rapid thoughts come out and we cannot stop them, pull out your cell phone, turn on the voice recorder, the memo recorder, and start talking your thoughts. Don't analyze them. Don't justify them. Don't plan them. Just as thoughts come, just talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of this method is if you're talking into your phone, nobody's going to think you're cuckoo. Everybody thinks you're going to talk to, you're talking to somebody else on the phone. And especially if you have an earpiece, you know, it makes it so much easier.
Uh-huh.
After a little while, what happens is that because you're thinking your thoughts out, you're talking your thoughts out, like you were talking about earlier and you suggested to one of the good callers, it's like you're getting it out of your mind and onto an external entity, an external device. And that releases the thought from your mind. The other advantage of it is later you can listen to yourself and see what you are saying. And that in itself is a sort of healing. Believe me, I've tried this and it worked.
Okay.
Practice. So simply when your mind is taken off, grab that phone, turn on the voice recorder, and record what you're thinking. And listen to it a little later, mm-hmm. without judgment, without justification, without anger, without punishment, without frustration. Just listen and let us know how it turns for you.
Okay. Let me say one thing real quickly, because we got like 60 seconds left in the show. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank my guest, Iman, and your brother for being here.
Yeah.
It was great. I'd love to have you guys come back and I look forward to being on
pleasure.
Your show.
It was a pleasure being here, and I would love to be back, and I'm at your service anytime you like, Donnie, for you and your listeners.
All right, no problem, and thank you. Thanks for everybody calling in here. I really appreciate the calls. I appreciate the support. And get in there and get those readings. Now, the phone number here is 937-838-6337. And you can go on the show page and check me out and get the website and get those readings in. We're having a good special right now until the end of February, which is $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. Look forward to working with you. And like I always say in every show, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Thank you and thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Donnie. Have a good night.
Thank you. And you have a great night.
I will.
And thank you. Things in there, guys. $10 for an hour, $5 for a half hour. And I look forward to getting in here, and it's just going to be a great year. Thank you. Okay, that was real funny. if you're listening to this in the archives, if you want to get a reading with me, right, calling for the show, or and you've done the thing here, so yours will be $10 an hour, $5 for a half hour, and my number to contact me at is 937-838-6337, or contact me through my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Okay, and my co-host who used to join me, she's off doing her own little thing, and she's got a great show too called The Adored Angel Show. So check that out. You can also reach her at her phone number, which is 818-200-7431, or contact her through her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Check it out. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Thank you.